And since it had Windows 7 Pro, we had the license key that was already written on the box that it came with. We put the Windows 10 software on it. It asked for its previous key. It took it. We had no Windows 10 cost to upgrade.
So I remember when they first came out with Windows 10, it was a free upgrade.
It was free. Okay. But when it first came out, and we're still somewhat in this situation right now where various departments, like, they have their specific software that they run for those departments, and those vendors still have not made it clear to me that they recommend Windows 10 yet. So we've always held back waiting for that and waiting for the department to say, okay, my software says we can run Windows 10, let's get upgraded. So that's been the big hesitation on not upgrading it, because we were afraid we're gonna break something more than actually upgrading it. It does, like I said, we've had pretty good luck so far upgrading up to Windows 10 with no software cost. The computer we did do an upgrade for in the clerk's office, it just had a slow hard drive on it as well, so we upgraded it for $70, upgraded the hard drive in it to a solid state hard drive, which is extremely faster. Night and day difference. The computer ran actually better with the hard drive update and Windows 10 on it than it did before we even upgraded it. So, that hard drive was definitely not in its best condition. But the actual computer itself was capable. It had enough RAM, memory in it to, that's all that upgrade really was, is a $70 upgrade. So, I don't think the 130 computers we have here really require that. Some of them maybe would require, I would recommend the $70 upgrade just because probably the user sitting behind them right now is sitting here waiting. It's running slow for them right now as it is too. So, there are probably 20 to 30 computers, I would say, within the two buildings here that are so old, they're not even going to take it. That they do need to be just upgraded up to new computers, and we'd be able to get Windows 10 with them at the time of a new computer purchase. So
it sounds like this is just July, the end of July almost, that by the time we get ready to finalize the budget and everything, you'll have a reasonable cost for us if we need to add it into the budget for 2020.
Right. Yeah.
The next question I'd have, is there much of a learning curve on the 2000?
I can't get out the
10.
Nah, it's...
Well, you can actually change it to go back to the old style, too.
You can, but most people just put their running special, their apps that they run on their desktop anyways, so there's an icon on their desktop for them to start their program and do what they do anyways, so I would say the learning curve on it is a minute to finally just learn how to get back to your program that you use to do your task anyways.
In Minesweep, right? They gotta be able to find Minesweep. In Solitaire, the two.
Unless you have them removed from all your computers, like my office. Another software that's free is that Windows 10 Pro?
The one we did, I'm not gonna promise that they're all going to be free.
Right.
I'm
just that specific license allowed it to be.
That license did upgrade. We upgraded from Windows 7 Pro to Windows 10 Pro.
Yes.
And at that time, it didn't cost anything. It just took the Windows 7 Pro key and was activated after we were done and appeared that we're in forward moving state at that point.
At the worst case, we found out that it did cost and we had to buy the 10 license.
Yeah, a Windows 10 license is $150 approximately. And I would say there, you can search the internet at times, maybe find it cheaper in different places. I kind of researched that a little bit last week as well, and I found it for cheaper. I'm just wasn't very confident in the seller of who was selling it to you, and Windows licenses are kind of a can kind of move into a gray market if you,
I would just stick with it from Windows.
Yeah.
Well, there's Microsoft.
Yep. Yeah. There's definitely trusted sellers of it that you can be confident. Yeah. Right.
Thank you. You've eased my mind.
If we did have to buy new computers, you still, the same monitors,
just the tower, you know, the tower or whatever form we're going with at that time, a mini or something like that. I'd say a number floating around for new computer costs is around $500 to $700 seems to be where we.
Yeah, it's not like we need a graphics card. It's
no.
Crazy.
No,
you don't need.
In some departments, yes. I mean, but not for the majority, no. Yeah.
Now, when looking at individual computers, we're talking about computers, would it be wise in that time to see, depending on the department, to see those computers who might upgrade pre to see it?
It hasn't been very obvious to us to just look at it and see if it's going to happen. You just gotta commit to it and do it. And yeah, I mean, but I will say this, I mean, actually upgrading each computer could take half a day. You know, the one we did for the clerk's office there was easily half a day, and then we just let it do the updates that it does overnight. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, your machines will, that has been another, you know, determining factor of pushing this out anyways, of how much downtime it will actually cause the people working here, because they'll be without a computer during that window.
But we need to do it before the last update?
No.
Or soon after the last update?
I would try to be soon after that, I think, safe to put it. Just being honest, Microsoft has put these dates out in the past.
Yeah.
And then the date came. And, oh, let me share this with you right now. It's nearly 30% of the computers in the United States right now are still running Windows 7. Mm-hmm. So, common sense, I'm kind of expecting maybe this date to get pushed back out a little bit, like they have done on other versions. You know,
well, especially if the software companies haven't come out and recommended.
Exactly. And Windows 7 has been a great operating system. It was always one that is very reliable. It still is working. I mean, other than the sole requirement of Microsoft telling us we have to, we've never really found any reason to move off of it.
But they've told us, but they've not told the general public yet.
They have told the general public that that date is the date. Yeah, of January 14th is when the.
Pardon?
That's how we found it.
Oh, okay.
I will say this, in private sector, most enterprise businesses are trying to renew their computers approximately every three years. We've stretched that out in most cases. And I would say, even with this list of computers I have right here, I mean, these computers are still good working computers. I don't recommend upgrading them, you know, to a whole new computer.
You don't mind replacing them.
But I will say, in corporate America, I would say 3 to 4 years is a general rule of moving from old computers to new computers. So
I'd like to see us after the first of the year to upgrade to 10, unless something comes out advising us not to.
Right.
It
would be helpful if all the other elected officials within the county were to do a little research and see if their actual applications had any, are they ready for this update or not, you know, and share with us. That would be fantastic. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess we'll be in recess, and we're going to reconvene upstairs for
roundtable discussion with Road and Bridge. So we'll be in recess.